And what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Orlando's Wrestling Podcast. Today's podcast, and as always, we are based off the power of podcast. So today is Monday, and tonight is Monday Night Raw. Currently, it is 7:36 p.m. So, we have little 6 minutes over 30 minutes. So, a little bit over 30 minutes till Raw starts this week. So, I'm doing my countdown to Raw list. Well, my countdown from Raw. And by the way, I just got a message from one of my friends. Oh no. He also has a wrestling podcast. I guess I'm kind of like his competition. And I was just texted that I just made the list. Alright. So, let's get down to talking realness. So, Raw will be starting soon. So let's talk about what we're looking forward to. Now, I'm looking forward to the Fatal 4-Way at SummerSlam between Brock Lesnar, Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, and Braun Strowman. Now, I think this is going to be a pretty cool match. I have talked about this before. I think that Mr. Roman Reigns will be winning, and Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose will be winning the tag titles. So, I think the Shield might do one of those reunion things. And, I mean, I guess that would be kind of cool, but I guess it would be kind of cool. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins aren't really doing anything right now. I feel like I don't know about Dean Ambrose. I think Dean Ambrose is good in the Intercontinental Championship title picture. But Seth Rollins, I think he should be more up in the Universal title line. He had a pretty long reign as champion, and I don't know why they don't mention it too much anymore. I really don't like him face, actually. I think he should just go back to being heel. I hope they do the thing where, they won't do him turning on the Shield again. I think maybe they'll do that with Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose, like, will turn on them. He'll be a heel. I would like to see him a heel. I would like to see him as a heel. Now, let's talk down to Kevin Owens. Now, we're going over to SmackDown. I hate the Kevin Owens New Face of America gimmick. I just think it's stupid. I personally think, I don't know. When he first was in NXT, when he first came out beating John Cena and stuff like that, he was a prize fighter. He would defend his championship anytime. Now he's been kind of like a coward. I don't want to defend this. I don't want to defend that. Luckily, he is not the United States champion anymore. But I don't know if this gimmick will keep going on without the title, or what will happen. But I think it's pretty cool what they're doing. I think it would be pretty cool if they escalated it back to more him being in a title picture. Because to be honest with you, I would love to see him WWE champion. I think it would be cool to see Baron Corbin versus him, because then, I don't know, I believe that Shinsuke Nakamura is going to win against Jinder Mahal, and then Baron Corbin's going to come down and cash in on him. And then I'd like to see Kevin Owens versus Baron Corbin. So tell me what you guys think in the comments below. I know I don't have that many fans yet. I'm hoping to get more. But I'll keep making the podcasts. You just keep listening. You don't even have to subscribe. You don't even have to like. Just, I guess, listen to them. And let me remind that this is my Before Raw talk. It is now 7:41, so we have about like 20 minutes till Raw has started. Now, when Raw starts, I will be stopping this podcast and watching Raw, and then at 11:05, this podcast will start right back up again, and we will talk about Raw. This is what I'll do for all SmackDown and Raw. This is what's going to have to happen tomorrow night, too. This is what's going to happen. And we'll start around the same time. We'll start around 30 minutes before it is, because as you see now, I really don't have that much to talk about right now. I kind of rambled about that all on my last rambling videos. But, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of running out of things to talk about, so hopefully tonight's Raw is pretty interesting, so I'll have something to talk about. So, next week, we'll be having my dad on the show. Yeah, so we'll be having him on the show, and I think that'll be pretty cool. He's going to be talking about his favorite wrestler. I don't know if I should give it away or not. We have talked about him on the show before. We will probably talk about him tomorrow. I hope we get to talk about him tomorrow. Yeah. So, hold on, everybody. Let me get something. You're going to hear some banging in the background. Let me find some stuff. Now, I'm going to read off some interviews, too, of former NXT superstars in the next couple of weeks. And, I think we're going to be doing a Tyler Breeze one. Maybe the Bray Wyatt one. Maybe the Bray Wyatt one. Let's see what I got in my plan book. I just got to look through my plan book. Hold on. I think we're going to do one on the women's division. I think we're going to do a whole two-part episode on that, talking about that. And then, I don't know. So go follow, I'm trying to still get followers. Go follow me on YouTube at the Orlando's Wrestling Podcast. And then also go follow NHBW Wrestling. It's trampoline wrestling with me and my friends. We do this. It's a pretty cool thing to see. We haven't made a video in a week. I'm going to try and get some people together again. It's kind of hard. We normally do one like 2 times a week, but we haven't done a video in like a whole week. And I think it's 2 weeks by now. But go follow those channels. So, yeah, okay, it is now 7:45. So, 15 minutes till Raw. Okay, maybe we're going to have to start pulling some of the plans out of my plan book. I also kind of want to go over, I just got the WWE Power Rankings magazine, and I think that's going to be Wednesday's video. Of course, tonight is Monday, I think Wednesday's video is going to be me arguing about the WWE Power Rankings. Of course, this was right after WrestleMania. This was, yeah, this is, like, right after WrestleMania. It is, like, when Jinder Mahal was still a jobber. Like, he was one number last on SmackDown. So, we're going to get to see some of that. I also want to talk about Apollo Crews and this whole Titus Worldwide thing. I'll probably talk about this tonight because I think they'll probably be on Raw. Or if I don't get to talk about it tonight, I'll surely talk about it this week. I gotta write that in my plans, but hold on, everybody. It's written right in the plans that this, we have this down. Alright, so what? Alright, well, that's pretty cool. So let's ramble about some more stuff. Hold on, everybody. I just gotta get a glass of water. Alright, we are back. I have a little mini fridge in my room, so it's pretty cool. Alright, I'm gonna go over some stuff. Ric Flair is hospitalized. Ric Flair was hospitalized over the weekend for medical issues. There's gonna be a thing that Jinder Mahal to face John Cena on SmackDown Live this Tuesday. So tomorrow, Jinder Mahal will probably be facing the face that runs the place, John Cena. Alright, so. Let's see. I'm on the WWE.com right now. Getting some news in. I think I'm going to go on Wrestling Insider with Dave Meltzer. Let's go follow that. Go read about that. So let me read off to you guys some of the news. Alright. ESPN.com reports that WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair out of surgery, resting. So I guess Ric Flair actually had surgery. I hope he's gonna be doing okay. Give all your prayers out to Ric Flair and his family. So I don't know if Charlotte will be on SmackDown tomorrow. Because he just got out. They might all be wherever he is. Okay. We're now on the Bleacher Report. People are predicting that if Ronda Rousey will be a full-time W star or the next Brock Lesnar. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know if she'll be a full-time star, or if she will just be like a Brock Lesnar, like she'll go back and forth from WWE and UFC. I don't know. We'll have to see. We will have to see. WrestleZone News says former Ring of Honor champion reportedly signed to WWE. Of course, there's been rumors for the past couple of weeks that Adam Cole will be signing with the WWE. But I'm on WrestleZone right now, and it's saying that according to PWInsider.com, former Ring of Honor champion Adam Cole has signed with the WWE and will be working on the NXT brand. As of this writing, there will be no word. Hold on. Pop-up ad. I hate these. There will be no word on when Cole will be making his NXT debut. However, he has been working at the W Performance Center for the past week. Alright, so I'd like to see Mr. Adam Cole be on NXT. I think that would be pretty cool, actually. I hope they don't bring him in, another former, and draw him out, kind of like another former Ring of Honor champion and former Ring of Honor superstar, Mr. Mike Kanellis. Sad to see. I went over that in a couple of videos, a couple of podcasts ago. So, go back and you can hear my thoughts on that. My thoughts are not good. I think it's horrible what they're doing with him. But who knows? Who knows? That could all change. That could all change in a blink of a heartbeat. Alright, let's go over this a little bit more. Now, I thought them coming in, it would be their first match, his first debut match. I thought it would be kind of like a Miz and Maryse thing. But, no. I mean, Maria's doing stuff like that, but I actually love to see Miz versus Mike Kanellis and Maryse versus, and what's the name? Maria? But, Mike Kanellis is getting pushed as a jobber. Mike Kanellis is going to be losing to Sami Zayn. I like to see Sami winning, though, so I don't know who I'd rather see win or lose. I think I'd rather see Sami Zayn get pushed a little bit more, though, too, than Mike Kanellis. So let him job out to him. It is now 7:53. That means we'll only have 7 minutes left of the podcast. So I'm estimating this podcast to be around 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So I love you guys who are liking these videos. I hope you guys enjoy these too, what I think about wrestling. I'll also be going over, I know this week, the whole incident, how they do the blood and how they have changed. So I guess I'll probably just address this right now. So I think it's kind of cool how we have evolved in the fake blood from the wrestlers cutting their fingers with a little razor blade and then rubbing it on their face so it's like they're bleeding from the head. Or, from now, the packets. As you noticed, in every case, when they start to bleed, right before they start to bleed, they always go like, right when they get a big kick, they always will slap their head, and then when they uncover, it is bleeding. So yeah, it is evolved. Pretty much from what they used to do. I don't know. Tell me, guys, what you like better. If you like the cutting of the fingers or the blood packets. I think I wouldn't want to like cut my finger and do it. But I guess it would probably make it more realistic. Because it's actual blood. So, yeah. I'm sorry, guys, it's a little noisy in the background. I am in my studio where I do this all. But most of my podcasts, I film at nighttime at like 2 o'clock in the morning and stuff when the rest of the family is sleeping. And then it's really quiet, so I can do this. So I'm sorry if you hear any like TV or anything. My door is shut, but I don't know. So I'm sorry to you guys. I know my Raw reviews will probably be really quiet. Because, I mean, they don't... I don't know. Just, I know they'll definitely, at least, even if they're not going to bed, chill down. So, I apologize if you hear those things. Let's talk about why the Hardys weren't at Raw last week. Now, the Raw and SmackDown last week were in Toronto. So, in Toronto, as you know, Jeff Hardy has had some drug issues. So, he basically couldn't go over the, like, into Canada because this was the week that he got his DWI or something like that, I know. So, I know that's why he couldn't come over, and people have been saying, why couldn't Matt just show up? I mean, when it was in Impact Wrestling, you could have an Impact Wrestling show with just Matt Hardy and not Jeff. But in WWE, they're pretty, like, they're, I don't know, boring now. Kind of, I think, that's my opinion. So, who would want to see Matt and not Jeff? So, guys, it is 7:57. So, we will have 3 more minutes. Let me turn on the TV in my office. And to get this started. Hold on, guys. My sister was in here. She had on Disney Channel and that bullshit. Alright, guys, so my TV is now on, so the podcast can continue. If you heard any noise in the background, my sister did have it on Disney Channel in my office and had it pretty loud. She likes it because it's air conditioned. I mean, our whole house is air conditioned and we have AC, but it doesn't really reach my office. So, my office, by the way, is not my bedroom. I have my own little office. It's pretty cool. There's a leather chair. There's one of those big love sacks, and we have our own air conditioner in the window to it. So, she likes in here because it's, like, cool. If the air is cool and stuff. And the whole room's cool. So, I don't know. We have 1 minute till Raw starts, so I'm going to see you guys later. This is me, the Orlando, ending it. And I will see you guys at 11:05. It is me, the Orlando, checking out with the power of podcast.